Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
We're back. Time for a revolution. Anyway, we have George from Texas on, and one of the things you were talking about, let's just go the first part on that. But you were talking about, if Ron Paul gets in, will they stop groping of the machine people, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that'll stop?
I think Ron Paul will go at a different angle. You know, I think he'll sort of like, under the law that creates TFSA, he will start to give the airports and airlines the, option to opt out and bring in private security. And I think competition will sort of like put TSA back in its place, and hopefully where it has to compete with private contractors, and maybe over time when the private industry takes over, I think the TSA will sort of like stuff itself out of existence.
So the TSA is the Pentagon. See,
yeah.
here's the misnomer. If you remember in the Clinton administration, see, this is, okay, Clinton was against China as being favored nation status. Clinton was wanting to shut down these little Pentagon holes, so to speak. Now, as you understand, if you remember how many people that they put into position who tried to shut down these little boxes, they're rural utility boxes that have nothing in them. There's nothing there, but money from the Pentagon flows into them. Okay. Now, no matter what you did, you couldn't shut them down. If you shut them down, a new one would spring up. No matter what, it was money was being deferred in different places to the Pentagon. They tried to shut it down. They tried, this guy tried, this group tried, that group tried, and they kept getting on there and said, hey, if you can't stop them, why am I here? And they went back to private sector because you couldn't stop them. If you're going to deal with the military complex, because that's what it is, okay, Dr. Paul, if he goes in and does it, if he tries to do so, everybody who's tried to go after them, unless there's enough people out there fighting, and I'm, to be honest, if you want Dr. Paul to be successful, one, he's got to get in. That means everybody got to walk doors, knock doors, talk to people, and get them in, vote. I keep saying, vote absentee ahead of time. Okay, that's number two. Number three is when he's there, okay, if you really want him to make a change, everybody has to stand with him. And that's what that doesn't happen. People don't understand what it's like to be in Washington. They don't understand the mechanism, machines that drive it. And unless you've been there and you understand it, it's very confusing. So the best thing we could possibly do is everybody start screaming together the same way. And everybody be active in it. Once he's there, don't stop. It's just the beginning. In order to break up that military complex, that's the only way you're going to do it.
Well, the other thing you have to do, we have to put people in Congress and in the Senate that will support Ron Paul, that will support a freedom agenda, you know, and sort of like he emphasized the John Boehners and the big government neocons.
But, you know, every time that we put, like, Tea Parties and everything else, the Republican Party took over that. So all they put is the same Republican hacks. There are very few independent voices there. Very few. Okay, so my point is that if the people themselves scream, we'll be right back.
Extend your love. life with extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty. Sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan. Or is it a state of mind? Horses and men. Horses and men are on the field. They didn't yield. Many have fallen here. Never forget.
We're back.
Never forget.
And never forget. Liberty, or what you want to call freedom, or anything you want to call it, has a lot to do with the fact is that we are not our brother's keeper. We are not our brother's keeper. I don't care what country we're in, we are not our brother's keeper. If somebody wants to blow each other up, that's not our regard. Okay? Let them blow them up. If somebody else is innocent, bystanders, or whatever else, and we want to give humanitarian, that's different. Go ahead, George.
I'm just saying, but you know, like with the Native American, like I say, we talked about the Israeli Indians fighting, and the Arabs fighting, and the Arabs fighting with each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they make, and it's sort of like whitewashing how they're noble and all that stuff. And it's the same thing with the Native Americans. Before we settled, I mean, they warred with each other. You know, the Pilgrims, William Bradford and the Pilgrims on Pilgrim that landed on Plymouth Rock, they asked for an alliance because we had muskets, much superior weaponry, and they were looking for an alliance from the warring tribes. So
that is the case. I mean, you know, and unfortunately, nobody wants to come to the honest regard on something on history. But as far as anything, we need to stop paying for anything except humanitarian. And humanitarian isn't saying, remember, we were talking about the break, when the Scud missiles and Iraq was sending over Scud missiles many years ago to Israel. Okay, now, here's the point. We were paying Israel not to fire back. Isn't that crazy? We need to stay out of it. That's what we need to do. Anyway.
Now, our foreign policy just needs to be friendly with all nations and trade with all. Get out of entangling alliances. Get out of the United Nations. Get out of these free trade deals. Get out of the World Trade Organization. I think once we get rid of these entanglements and our soldiers come home, we'll be okay. Next thing we can do is get rid of this Federal Reserve Bank.
Well, the United States has a Soviet Union-style foreign policy.
I know.
Yes, exactly. You know, and then everybody know what happened to the Soviet Union.
That's
the
right.
The only advantage the United States has unlimited financial resources through the Federal Reserve banking system. Soviet Union didn't have that.
Oh,
that's
but
a major
know,
difference.
Sergey, you know the Federal Reserve Bank funded the Bolsheviks overthrow the Czars.
Yes, I know that. They funded because they really didn't like the Tsar Nicholas run the country. They wanted to destroy him, and they did it.
Mm-hmm. Bankers have been doing a lot of things a long time.
But Sergey, you didn't know, during our war with independence and the war of 1812 up to the Civil War.
French-Indian War.
The Russian Navy frustrated the British fleet.
Yes, I know that Russia helped, actually, the United States. Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
See, but we keep making these, here's my point. We keep making alliances and then alliances, you know, today, my enemy's this one. Tomorrow, he's my friend. The next one's my enemy because it's my enemy's my friend's enemy. We need to stop getting into war or we need to stop foreign policy that is of corruption, that is corrosive. And it's the same where anywhere at. We need to stop it.
Okay, question. How are we going to stop it, Louise?
We stop funding it.
How are we going to stop funding it?
You already said. We stop funding. We say America will no longer fund.
As long as we are incorporated into that system, no way to do it. Really,
sure
it means everybody.
If Dr. Paul becomes president,
he
can say we're no longer going
to
fund it.
Well, realistically, how that would be possible if majority people, you know, stop quitting the way they work now?
But here's my problem. Like I say, if Ron Paul gets the delegates to the nomination, back during the 1980 convention, they said to Ronald Reagan, we will not give you the nomination unless you get George Bush as your vice president.
Yeah. That's a fact.
And, you know, you can see on, like, Ron Paul, like say, the Republican Party saying to Ron Paul, either take Newt Gingrich as your VP or Rick Perry.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to give you a nomination, but
unfortunately, I'd rather have Rick Perry. Newt Gingrich is one of the most corrosive little funny guys in the world.
I don't think they'll get away with it this time.
But see, that's my point. You're telling the same thing. The same thing is they take over. The party takes over. That's why I'm for independence. Anyway, anything else? We got another caller on there, and
that's it. I got to feed my kids breakfast.
Thank you, George, for coming on. You're absolutely right. We need to get out of those entanglements. We need to end them.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, George. Kevin in Australia. You there?
Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Thanks. Yes. Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing in Australia?
Yeah, it's Sunday evening at 10:15, roughly, where I am.
You got rain or not?
No, that was my running shoe scraping on the floor.
Oh.
But it hasn't been raining. It even hailed today, just for a couple of minutes.
Whoa. Okay.
But anyway, I've been listening in as I've been doing this little computer program here, and I was thinking to myself, okay, I just love Ron Paul to get in because, you know, the guy's an honest guy, and I'm sure
mm-hmm.
he could do a good job. I'm positive he would. I think Dennis Kucinich, if it were possible, would
yeah.
be a good running mate for Ron Paul. Now,
but he's a Democrat.
I'm never going to see it, but if that was the case, you'd have two guys in there that are squeaky clean.
I like independents. I keep thinking, I wish they wouldn't run as Democrats or Republicans. I wish they'd run as an independent. Because the parties, you know,
right.
they don't want Dennis Kucinich to be president. Democrats don't. And the Republican Party doesn't want Ron Paul in.
Yeah, Louise, if they ran as independents, 95% of whether it be an Australian parliament, whether it be a U.S. Congress, the people wouldn't vote for them because they're crooks. They're just crooks. And that's... And if they told them the truth, if these congressmen and senators and parliamentarians actually told the people the truth, well, then the people would not vote for them. But
yeah.
at least Ron Paul stands up there and he tells you what you see is what you get. And not only that, I mean, he's got the right idea, and I'm sure that the plan that he presents to the people would certainly... fix America's financial woes within a very short time. But you know what? You've got the military-industrial complex would hate
Ron
Paul.
That's the guy.
You've got the Pentagon. They would, you know, they would crash America One just to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all the banksters who would hate him because
yep.
he would make them responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the Fed. Now, you've got... that's probably 95%.
Well, the Fed is part of
that.
The Fed is part of that military industrial complex. So most people don't realize
yeah,
that
well,
the military
exactly.
is enormous.
No, it's the other way. The military industrial complex is a part of the Fed because they need money anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, that's how I would put it.
Yes, Kevin, really appreciate your knowledge. You are very informed. Even you live, in Australia, that's not the United States, of course. And really, it's nice to hear somebody from the other side of the world listen to our program, call and express their opinion. By the way, I want to make a comment. Do you know that Ron Paul tried as an independent to run? He ran as a libertarian in the past. So
and not independent.
I was aware of that.
Yes. Oh, that's good. So... He learned that he wouldn't be able to get elected unless he joined one of these parties. But
so the things have changed.
The Republican Party, because of his view, really, that's what he thinks. And tried to change from inside out, you know, the party itself. And it looks like he hasn't been really successful because very few only support him where he stands. And that's, unfortunately, that's a sad reality.
So hey, first of all, the reason why I don't like open borders, and libertarians usually want an open border, which causes a problem.
Yes, but my point was he already ran before, like
right, but it's not the same as now, though.
Candidate. So
well,
talking about independent, libertarian, Constitution Party, the other, you know, they consider.
I
like
mean, totally independent,
party.
Have nothing to do with the party. See, that's my point. My point is the fact that it is different now. Too many people have seen the bad stuff, and we're going to come up with commercial.
Right, I agree. Independent is the better.
Hey, Kevin, if you want to hang in there, I'd like to ask you after the break what the Australians think of Americans in general.
Thus avoiding and undermining local, state, and national sovereignty.
you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
They burned the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything today. We live in a mental institution. 'Cause everything's crazy, crazy. Nobody wants to share at all. And people worship money. Everything is breaking down, and everybody's shaking down.
We're back. You know, and Tom, you can't tell me that sounds just like you. All I gotta say is that always it sounds like you're saying that. Anyway,
by the way, we see Jerry on Craig in Ontario, so. Hang in there, guys. We'll get to you in just a second. Kevin, I was going to ask you, what is the general impression of Australians about Americans these days?
We like Americans just fine. My dearest friends are Americans, and they live in America. In general, Australians do like American people. I deal with people from England and people from America in business, and I find the Americans by far are the most honest to deal with. I find them more honest than Australians as far as that goes.
Interesting.
I haven't had any problem at all with American companies. They're good to deal with. As a general rule, I think they hate the government's guts, or they think very low of the government, and I think that's probably had a bit of an effect on how not individual Americans, but as the direction that the country's going in. I mean, whenever you're involved in a war, we seem to get dragged into it.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're one of the first countries to put our hands up and supply troops, whether we think it's a good idea or a bad idea.
Part of the reason I ask that is I get some feedback from other Australians and other people around the world is they used to always love Americans and not trust our government, but now they're getting to the point where they're so fed up with our government, they're wondering why us Americans aren't doing something to clean up our government and to correct this shit before we ruin the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, America is destroying the world, and from that perspective, the damage that America has done to... Look at all the millions of... I wouldn't say you personally, but America's just murdered... you know, 1.5 million bystanders in Iraq.
And we probably need to back that out a little bit further, and it's really not appropriate to say Americans, because it's really these globalist corporations that have grown up here and in Europe and in England specifically that are using us as their shield to say, hey, it's the Americans.
It was based on that everything is traceable back to 9/11.
Absolutely. The same people tried to do that before that.
Oh, look, the whole world was raped on that day, not just Americans.
Absolutely.
I mean, mm-hmm. Australians were raped. We were dragged into things that if we had the knowledge, I can't wait till the truth comes out. Those behind all of this, I want to see go to a court of law. I want to see them tried. And I've got no pleasure to see anybody hung, but in this case, I'd like to see them swing from the trees in the White House garden.
Absolutely. Invaded George Bush. You can't even use him because it was another group that led him and everybody else at the same time, but they unilaterally invaded a country that didn't invade us. They had nothing to do with 9/11. They only wanted to go in there. It's because of the oil. And no matter what you do, I mean, there's no way you can say this anywhere. Saudi Arabia, if we really wanted it, more came from Saudi Arabia. We didn't invade Saudi Arabia. We didn't finish up in Afghanistan where they were. The Northern Alliance were us. We put them in. Saddam Hussein was one of our guys, Osama bin Laden. We put the Northern Alliance in. That was part of the Iran-Contra thing going back to Papa Bush first, okay, senior. So however you do it, this stuff's going a long time. 9/11 was the excuse to go in and become this massive police state, and we need to end it.
Exactly. But when you look at the actual, if you just look at 9/11 as an engineering problem. If we looked at 9/11, forget about all the emotion and just look at it with pure, engineering principles, physics, science, and math, and then just look at it. There were these two buildings, 1.8 million tons of concrete and steel. Now, when these two big buildings came down, after the dust had settled, the 1.8 million tons had almost disappeared. It didn't fall on the lot. What actually happened with those two big buildings, when you saw the buildings fall, you weren't really seeing the buildings fall. What you were seeing was the pressure wave starting at the top of the building and working its way down at the speed of gravity. You know, for all intents and purposes, it looked like the buildings were falling, but they were being pulverized into very fine powder. Now, mm-hmm. the mass of the two twin towers, was distributed evenly all around the area, and it ended up out in the bay, it ended up in the streets, in the surrounding areas, and most all of the mass of the twin tower buildings was picked up with street sweepers.
Yeah, hold on. We got a break coming up again. Hold on, just hold on there. It's really good. Hold on.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things right.
Okay, we're back on, and go ahead and finish what you were talking about. Kevin dropped? Oh, my goodness. Oh, there's back on. Okay.
Kevin,
then we...
Australia and sharing with us, and we have Jerry Kirk in Arkansas. Jerry, what do you have for us this morning?
Thank you very much for accepting this call. I wonder if I could return to what Tom said about putting our money into gold and silver. Would that be okay?
Sure.
I would like to ask some questions in support of Tom's position, and this may be a little bit unusual, but I would like to use Tom as sort of like a friendly guinea pig on this. Would that be okay?
All right.
Sure.
Be gentle. Be gentle, Jerry.
Yeah, be gentle.
You know, the subject is tough, but, you know, I said a friendly guinea pig, okay?
All right. Go for
Uh-oh.
It. Okay. Is money in this country, being known as United States currency, is it a person, and can it be sued and arrested and so forth in a court of law?
The Federal Reserve note?
Yes.
As far as I know, no. You educate me, though, Jerry.
All right, I'll read something to you. And this is from a legal advertisement. United States District Court, Middle District of Florida, Orlando Division, United States of America, plaintiff, versus $10,502 in United States currency, defendant, notice of action in rem and arrest in rem. In accordance with Supplemental Rule C-4 for certain admiralty and maritime claims of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure and Local Admiralty Rule 7.03D. I could continue, but I think you've got the point here.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, what am I talking about?
Well, basically, they're trying to confiscate money that was, they do it all the time in a roundabout way, like, say, for drug money or this money or whatever. So a state or local court can sue. They're supposed to have an actual plaintiff, not actually the money. And I'm wondering how that'll work out because all the states have put in blocks and actions for the federal government, so you can't sue your court, you can't sue your legislator, you can't sue your police officer or sheriff, you can't sue a bank. So I'd like to see how that one is going to work out.
Well, this would have happened in 1995. Okay?
Well, that's all changed.
And what the point is that all of the money in the United States currency is under admiralty law.
Yep.
And so the next question is for you, Tom. What are the laws of Orléans?
The laws of Napoleon.
Yeah, Orléans. O-L-E-R-O-N.
Orléans.
I have no idea.
Okay, I would suggest that probably one out of a million people in this country would have ever heard the word.
I have not.
Pardon me?
I have not.
Okay. And then I would ask you, what did, this would be really hard on you,
You're not being gentle here, Jerry.
Well, I'm trying to prove a point about what goes on in our country. What did the laws of Orléans evolve into?
Well, there you go. I don't even know what it means, so how could I know the answer to
that
question?
I know. The Black Book of Admiralty. Notice the word Black Book of Admiralty. The point that I'm trying to make is that very few people have anything except a belief about a subject. They have not been able to read or study the subject. They don't know where their laws began. They don't know where the roots of their laws are. They don't know that their money is a person. They don't know that if you have a bank account or a savings account or you're in a credit union, you're under the rules and the laws of admiralty.
Mm-hmm.
And most people really don't want to be there. What most people have is a belief in something. And as a friend of mine always points out, what is the middle word in belief?
Lie.
There you go. So
once again, Jerry, I guess the point is, even if a person is not as educated on these matters as you are, I would suggest that instead of being part of the system of the Federal Reserve note world, why not go into real weights and...
There you go. That's why I was trying to be friendly with you, because you came up with a suggestion that is in concordance with the Father's Law, and then we're not dealing with a person. We're not dealing in admiralty law, which is the exact opposite of the Father's Law, and that any other solution except for returning to the Father's Law gets us into thousands upon thousands of technicalities of which no man can understand. No man, I said. No man. And if anybody really wants to get a little handle on this stuff, you could go to the DeLovio, DeLovio, DOIT, case number 3776, Circuit Court, Massachusetts, October term, 1815. And you will find Justice Story's, you know, famous and historical essay and his decree about admiralty law. And if you can read 30 or 35 pages of very tedious reading, you can get an understanding about our money. It's under admiralty law. And so, you know, we have to realize that most people deal with beliefs. They don't deal with facts, the reality. So I support your idea in 100% that we need to return to gold and silver, and that all the other things, people are being misled. You go to a credit union, you go to a state bank, you're under admiralty law. And hey, if you think you can understand it, you're a lot better than I am.
Well, the one thing, as I would say, is I only gold and silver I have a problem with, because those who have the most of it win. That's where, as far as I'm saying, as far as government, if we return to a gold standard only, like Germany has the most gold of anybody other than the Vatican, okay, then somebody with the most power, the most gold, wins.
Well, I understand that initially it would be a problem, but as a simplistic and viable situation right now today, if a man, let's say, made $400 a week, if he went to his employer and said, I want to be paid in United States of America gold denominations, he would then be paid roughly, you know, for $1 of gold, he would be receiving $1,800 and some worth of fiat money. Then by using the income tax laws, which are based on the fact of how many dollars you have, you would have to be making over $250,000 a year to even qualify, you know, to have to pay any income taxes. You would immediately wipe out the Internal Revenue Service, and you just tell your boss, look, let's just round it off. Instead of 400 fiat dollars, I want to have 1/4 ounce of gold.
And what about bartering?
Well, here again, the same basis would occur very quickly. And people would then, you'd be go back to where you could buy an automobile for $300 or something of this nature. Mm-hmm. You get back to a common standard. But then if you want to go completely back to the father's laws, you have to base your economic system that a bushel of wheat always costs the same exact amount.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And never is it allowed to change, whether the farmer's got a lot of wheat or less wheat.
Yeah, I did a bill for this Missouri legislature and for a bunch of other states, which was the bill specifically was on the sound money legislation, making sure that gold isn't by, as far as coinage, has the exact same amount of gold in it every time, silver, all the same thing. Platinum, whatever else, other medium you use, has the exact same amount of money, coinage, you know, so that it has
that
a weight and measure.
That is in accordance with the father's law, because you cannot adjust your weights and measurements. You must have, you know, equal weights and measurements all over. It's always got to be the same, and that's, you know, that's a given under his law.
Yeah, that was the bill that I put through the legislatures, and I think we were able to get it into, I could get it wrong, but I think I've got 12 states, actually.
That I constantly and continuously hear on various, you know, radio networks and people that are upset. And they always say, we all have to unite, we all have to change Congress, we all have to do this. That's been heard in this country for over 200 years.
Absolutely.
There's only a very small part of the population that even has the guts to stand up and say something's wrong. When we say we all, I do not want to join with we all, because we all means rapists, queers, pedophiles, baby killers, murderers, rapists, and so forth. I only want to unite with those that want to return to the Father's laws. And, you know, so I offer that we have to define what we all should do and who we should join with.
As you suggest, Jerry, most of the masses are always on the wrong side of the equation. So when you join the masses, you're usually in the wrong camp.
Right. And all rulers of all governments of man, Mammon, always know that the mob is controlled by emotion, by belief.
Absolutely.
And so you, and then when you get into a system like our country, that there's so many laws that I don't believe any human being could read all of them during their lifetime. No, the average man has no chance.
Another one is getting off of code law is vitally important. Getting back to a common law.
Well, Well, again, then somebody needs to actually study what common law in this country is. And I suggest if they go to the Wan Kim Ark case, U.S. Supreme Court, they would find that it says there is no common law in the United States as distinct from England. It then goes forth and says that common law is based on the divinity, the absolute rule of the King of England. And then, to understand what the King of England is, you've got to go back to its very first treaty, England's very first treaty with Rome, where King Cloacus made his treaty with the Emperor Claudius. And you have to read that treaty and have to find out that everything under England is under the rule of Rome.
After we fought Revolutionary War and what have you, the same people, our founding fathers who put together all the other things, also put down a common law for the states, men's rights and responsibilities. The common law comes back to the same principles that came out of the Constitution.
But here again, we have to understand what is common law, and you go back and you find that it's all law under the rule of the King of England.
But not after the Revolution.
Oh, Jerry, yes, haven't I heard you make
the
point?
Oh, yes, ma'am, absolutely. Read the Wan Kim Ark case. Read it. Read what the U.S. Supreme Court said. You know, there is no common law in this country as distinct from English common law.
Jerry, haven't I heard you make the point that actually the word sovereign actually means subservient to the king?
It means, according to the United States Supreme Court in Lansing versus Smith, and if I recall correctly, it was 1827, it says all the people have all of the kingly rights that formerly belonged to the king. So you have to go look up what were some of those sovereign rights. And if you look in the Treaty of Paris, Peace Treaty of Paris, 1783, it delineates that is some of his sovereign powers are the arch-treasurer and prince-elector of the Holy Roman Empire. What most people fail to see is the word etc. after that. They don't even tell you the other one. But the reason you pay income taxes, because the way that they have the mob rule of by Congress, is you're a prince elector of the Holy, he's also of the Holy Roman Empire. People don't want to face this, that they've been lied to all of their lives, me included. And it's very humbling to wake up and find out that, you know, for 42 years of my life, and the last 20 I've been waking up, for 42 years of my life, I thought I was somewhat intelligent, and then to find out that I was absolutely an idiot, it's a rather humbling experience.
I don't think you're an idiot. I think you were not. There are people who do everything they can to hide all that stuff. So it's not about being an idiot. It's about not knowing where to look.
Well, unfortunately, my feelings come into play when I find out that I swallowed a lie. And
well,
I can only call myself an idiot when I accept a lie.
A proper term probably be ignorant. We're all ignorant of the truth because Satan is so deceptive. He twists things so many times it's hard to even know which direction to look.
Oh, and even when you find it, then they go and change it just enough and put it in someplace else.
Right. If we go back to the Father's Laws are really easy. They follow
simple.
The KISS rule, keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
And his laws... any individual can understand, you know, and there's not all these technicalities and 25 different types of jurisdiction and so forth. So people have to go back to the basic law that is available to us in the Constitution under the Supremacy Clause. And careful readers will see that it says, and all treaties made. They had to make sure that they had the Treaty of Paris and other things hooked in there before the Constitution. And that verbiage right there allows people to understand the Father's Law was a treaty, a covenant that he made with us. And we can go back to that. I've done it, and, you know, I'm not that smart, but it's what's protected me for the last 20 years.
And, Jerry, I would suggest that's one of the major problems with the Patriot Movement is we're in the analysis paralysis movement. We're just studying things. And we can make this stuff very simple. We need to do very simple things to extract ourselves from the beast. It's not that tough, but everybody's trying to research themselves to death and never taking action.
And I came to the conclusion, like 26 years ago that if I waited for 1,000 people to stand up and do something, you know, hell would freeze over. So I said, I'm going to go forward even though I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to go forward and I'm going to learn and I'm going to trust in the Lord, and I will assure you that there's been many subjects I've done that have worked and the government hasn't been able to oppose me. And it's not because I'm that smart. It's because I trust in the Lord and I do what he says. I don't talk about it. I do it. And that's the difference. You actually have to do something. In scriptures, it says, what man can add one cubit to his stature by giving thought? You know, thinking is not valuable. You must actually do something while you're thinking.
And there's
absolutely,
such as pray as your feet are moving. In other words, in action. Pray, but don't stop moving. Keep moving forward and keep working towards
the Well, I would like to offer along those lines something more concise from the Apostle James. He says, show me a man's deeds, and I'll show you a man's faith. And he says, faith without deeds is dead. So,
sure,
you know, I like to go back to the easier terms for me. I can understand that real carefully, you know, clearly. You know, I got to do something to demonstrate my faith. So anyway, I just am supportive of your comment, Tom, and I hope about going back to gold and silver, and I hope I didn't make you too hard of a guinea pig. That was not my intention.
But we enjoyed that.
So, well, no animals were killed or tortured in this experiment.
And I would also hope that maybe sometime I could have a chance and get each of you to get a copy of the Paris Peace Treaty of 1783. I think that the listening audience would be shocked at learning how true Benjamin Franklin, when he said the pen is mightier than the sword. If you actually have this treaty in front of you and you read it, you'll become aware of the fact we are still a vassal of England. It clearly points it out in this Treaty of Paris.
Well, Jerry, as always, we appreciate God, your comments and your wisdom, and I appreciate
just
that.
Just like Canada, British Commonwealth?
Yes. We're actually worse than Canada, actually.
Yeah, Canada,
Australia, United States, right?
Pardon me?
Canada, Australia, United States.
Well, Canada's in actually better condition than the United States. They were never forced to repay their debts in British sovereign money, which that's why you've got a Federal Reserve System, income tax. It's why we had the War of 1812 and so forth, but... You know, if ever someday you guys ever want to have like a, you know, announce ahead of time, let your put it up there, the Treaty of Paris, and allow your readers to read along when they're reading some of these sentences, they'd get a wake-up call of when the deception began. Anyway, thank you very much for allowing me to visit with you all today. I'm sorry I took so much time.
No, thank
you.
That
was very informative.
Good.
We really learned something today. That's interesting.
Oh, thank you all very much for allowing me to visit with you today, and have a nice day, each of you.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Be blessed. We still have Craig.
Go ahead, Louise.
Craig in Ontario. We want to get him in before.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Craig.
Hey, isn't Jerry a great guy, eh?
Yeah.
Jerry
yeah.
is amazing. He brings up two points. One, I'm so frustrated that Stephen Harper, saying on behalf of Canada, he's going to oppose the creation or the acknowledgement of the state of Palestine. I mean, that tells me who's running the country up here right off the bat, eh? When you see that happening. But I want to get back to your system and the election coming up and talk about Ron Paul and alternatives. If you guys know Michael Collins Piper, about 4 months ago or so, he put out an article, I guess the American Free Press, that there's big New York Zionist money that could be behind the creation of this third middle party. That would be the perfect solution to folks who start to realize, not perfect solution for us, but for the powers that be. But I think a lot of people are waking up and realizing, hey, this left-right paradigm isn't working for us. And all of a sudden, this magical third party would spring up, and it would.
I don't think there should be a third party. I think there should be independent people.
Yeah.
I think party politics is the most corrosive thing we have.
Oh, I agree.
We're talking pipe dreams here, but if we just got rid of the political parties altogether, we'd be much better off, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, and one thing I interview about you guys in the States, at least you have sort of that constitution. I mean, I know it got rigged around with there in the 1870s or whatnot, but at least you guys can kind of go back to that, at least the point to that saying, here's where we have to go. Mm-hmm. I know what Jerry's saying, like up in Canada, I think we're kind of screwed. We're just stuck with this monarchy position. We can't go back to anything and say, hey, this is what we were supposed to be, right?
Well, I don't know. If you guys, if both sides, the French and the old French, old British, got together and opposed everybody, I think they'd, you know, the French get fired up.
You probably
could come up with a new constitution and do whatever it is you want.
Yeah, if they could get it through, I don't know. There's a lot of power.
Animosity.
But seriously, it seems like the only hope to save the world, the one world government, is here in the United States. If we don't correct our ship, if we don't get our act together and start straightening out the situation, I'm afraid we're going to have a battle on our hands.
We need to find one Ron Paul in Canada.
Well, you know, I've got a question about Ron Paul. Like, you know, listening to a lot of folks talk about him, I tend to view him as maybe a controlled opposition for reasons you discussed, where if he gets to run, they say, okay, this is your vice president, so if you don't like what we say, you go down, right? But I've also heard people say that if you look at his voting record, he talks about, you know, let's end the Fed and all that kind of stuff, but the majority of his voting actions show that he tends to vote on the globalist issues with all the globalist folks. Now, is that true or no?
He votes very closely to the Republican Party in a lot of issues.
I think his voting record actually follows the Constitution, which actually tends to counter some of our intuition at times. So it's kind of deceiving because he'll vote no on something that is apparent. It might appear to be on our side, the Patriot Movement side, but since it violates the Constitution, he will vote against it. I don't know if he votes pro globalist per se.
No, what you are looking at is a lot of times the votes. If you've not been in the legislature or Congress, you don't understand that sometimes they pad votes. There are amendments on amendments upon amendments on amendments stuck on something.
Oh, yeah.
And if you vote against it, give this one. Here's a bill that happened in every state, and that was an immigration bill or supposed immigration bill. Now, all states already have immigration bills. So why do we have another one? Oh, it was to get rid of the illegal immigrants, okay? Well, it didn't. It really wasn't. All the bills were to take sheriff's anonymity away, put in e-verify system, and to put money behind the MIAC, or most people know what that is. But so these bills were putting out there, and they're saying they're supposed to be going out to stop immigrants. No, it had nothing to do with it. In fact, if you looked at every verbiage, it was about to take care of us. See.
So in other words,
what they say they are doesn't always mean it's it.
So if you voted against the immigrant bill to stop the takeover of the county sheriff, then it appeared you weren't a patriot. So that's kind of a twist that you don't.
Yeah, it's skullduggery that they use here. Exactly.
Well, hey, call back next week. Let's talk a little longer.
All right. Yeah, thanks, guys. Great show as always.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
I guess we're signing off. See everybody next week if y'all will.